or rolling up during the episode in the jump. Yeah, I loved it. I try to do it every time.
What you want this to be, Rumble or YouTube?
I mean, it's gonna hit both platforms. We could do this Rumble first, I guess. Rumble, we like y'all niggas on the low though. You heard?
Y'all niggas
on the
heavy too.
Yo, B, you know, I ain't want to be a meme, even though I might still be a meme, but
Nigga said, RIP all the sniggas, all the people I missed and loved and all that this year and all that, you feel me? Shout out to Foot and all that, you feel me? Nigga said brown love and all that and all that. Coming from the 10, man. But, RP my grandfather, RP my Uncle Jerry, RP my Uncle Ruben, RP China, and I love all y'all, you feel me? You know, the G's being no emotional, but we here to do a good episode. I'm trying to get past the shenanigans, the tears, you feel me? So, I appreciate all y'all. Last episode, I told y'all niggas, let's cut the hours, because it kind of was right when the hand happened. So what, he died the 12th, 13 I found out, 14 we did an episode, and I felt like I was going to be a bitch ass emotional nigga. So I appreciate everyone that sent me love and all that, and let's be great and all that, you feel me? No couple of seconds for the G's while I roll up, and make sure that y'all spend time with those that y'all love and shit like that. Every moment is valuable. And, you know, love out to everyone. You feel me?
Yeah, man, that's a fact, man. Prayers to my guy Spliff and his family, you know what I mean? That's a fact. And that's why he was like, yo, I'm gonna be off camera last episode, but it was a great episode.
Word,
and I hope and I know for a fact, because he told me after, you know what I mean, that shit took his mind off it for a hot second, you know what I'm saying? He got to laugh. He got to talk, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the type of shit you need when you're going through something like that. You need people around you just to get your mind off.
And I keep it a band though too, right? Like, certain shit is just tough to see certain shit that reminds you, you feel me, of certain shit. So, like, coming here, it's like, alright, we want to talk about this, we want to do that, like, I love debating and talking with y'all about certain things and finding out certain things, you feel what I'm saying? So, I just didn't want to mess up the energy of the show. Mm-hmm. Plus, my bad. And to be real, my grandfather and my uncle died, my Uncle Jerry, and like, kind of missed the episode, kind of was no, you feel me? So like with this one, it was like, I'm fucked up like all the way right now. Mm-hmm. But in a sense, I don't want to stop it, because I know he wouldn't want me to stop what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, he always, yo, nigga, do what you gotta do, run around, like, do your shit. So, you feel me? It's just like, I usually would have took like a stop, but it's like, yo, fuck it, bro. Like, doing it for the G's, doing it for myself, and this is some shit I naturally like fucking with. So,
yeah. But when you told me like I might not make it, but just I might still, I told you, I was like, you know, take your time, bro. I got Chung pulling up. I haven't dealt with that situation yet on the pod. I haven't had somebody real, real close to me pass away.
Yeah.
And I had to come on the pod, but honestly, Cole has, and I always, like, when somebody close to his family passed, I was always, like, that person that, like, was there for him, you know what I mean, that shoulder to cry on, you know what I mean? So, he did that shit, the same shit you did, bro. He came here, he, like, he said what he felt, and he started crying, you know what I mean? And it's not that I want y'all to cry, it's that People, we got at least, you gotta cry. If you
right.
say if you say we got 357 subscribers, right? Even just even if it's just 75 people that's really tuned in and watching it.
Yeah.
A quarter of those 75 people went through something that you went through exactly that same day type shit. You know, same week.
Nah, same month. Though.
You know what I'm saying? So they feeling that shit, and for you to speak about it, they probably haven't even spoke about it with their family, and they like, all right, boom. Let me say something, because now it's, you know what I mean? Because we got to celebrate more than really be down about it, you know what I mean? We got to celebrate more than be down about shit like that happening. And I only speak from experience, because I lost my cousin at a young age. I was 21, 22. I lost my grandmother at a younger age. I was entering first grade, you know what I mean? So it was like,
damn. I lost my aunt like that, too. I was damn like 5, 4, 6, some shit like that, man. You know, I don't remember, but...
Trash shit, remember. Man. Shit be corny, bro. Like, you text me, you was like, yo, this shit mad corny, bro.
Nah, that it, cause yeah, it's like,
it takes
bro,
your drive away. Like, what the fuck? Out of nowhere. Type of bummer. And then the way. The way is really this is cool.
The fuck out of here. Yeah. You feel me? But.
Nigga said the fuck out
of
here.
Yeah, that shit is the fuck out of here.
Man,
but.
You heard that?
He was like, nah. Nah, bro. Like, I'm going to keep it all the way 100, right? Like, when I seen this shit, like, I found out a day later, so it was already like, damn, nigga, like, all this went on and I didn't know, you feel me? But the actual shit was crazy. And then, I don't know if I said this on the pod. I probably just told you on some shit. Or maybe I didn't tell you yet. But went up there to go, like, speak to the niggas in the precinct or whatever, for them niggas to tell us whatever bullshit they want to tell niggas. Mm. But shout out to them niggas. No hate on 75th. It's probably the only time I say not fuck y'all niggas, because y'all niggas, you feel me? But, yeah, bro, I seen some niggas. Like, I'm not going to hold you. Like, if you going to do some shit, I don't support niggas doing corny shit. But if you going to do corny shit, make it, like, worth the corniness. You feel me? A nigga went to the precinct.
We spoke about this.
Yo, bro, I still can't get that shit off my head. Like, yo, bitch ass nigga. This nigga was mad, like 6'4", 6'5", 230-ish, 240-ish.
Mm.
Talking about niggas is cyberbullying you, and then try to flip it and say the bitch behind the counter that didn't want to take the report is the bitch that's doing the shit. I was like, yo, bro. Niggas is crazy, bro.
Niggas say I'm here to talk about some real shit. Yeah, that's some real information.
Can't even see my uncle. What happened to my uncle? This nigga over here talking about, oh, they bullied me. Like, what the fuck, bro?
Nigga out here.
Block niggas. That's it, bro.
Not right now.
I don't want to knock his shit neither, because them niggas was wildin'. They was talking crazy. Tell a nigga you gonna be here with George Floyd and all that. Yeah, we got a scrap, nigga.
That's
fuck
crazy.
That.
Yeah, that's crazy talk.
But. Yeah, bro, I don't know. It's like, right now, I probably catch an argument mad quick with someone saying some dumb shit.
Yeah.
Respectfully. That's why, like, I've been trying to chill with going on the shit, talking my media shit, and I'm going to say some shit here, too, because niggas is bugging the fuck out, right? We're going to be real, right?
Uh-huh.
This battle rap related, I need to be more battle rap related on this shit. Cause niggas be saying I don't be doing the shits. I don't get it. I be everywhere, but whatever. So, Prezi and Muwop battle. Shout out to the trenches. No hate, no nothing, right? There was a couple of niggas that felt like they got robbed. I'm not gonna violate into every situation and all the people and all that shit. Some people feel like Tech got robbed. Niggas feel like Prezi got robbed. Niggas felt the little baby James or whatever his homie name is, they felt he got robbed. So shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all niggas didn't do what y'all supposed to do, or the crowd didn't fuck with y'all, or whatever shit, whatever, right? My niggas, get better judges. And next time, don't record the judges saying they shit. Have them huddle up, have them speak about it. And have judges that know who the fuck is battling. None of the judges should be like, who's the dude with the hat? I got the dude with the hat winning. You should not have someone going in there saying, oh, yeah, I'm from Philly. Muwop won. Like, no.
that's mad bias.
He won because, like, have that. Like, what was the bar that shook the room for you? What was this? What was that? You feel what I'm saying? So, when y'all niggas say, oh, we can't get this person, they too biased, you should have had Meek up there. Meek Roll, or Rule, or, I'm not bad, gang. But y'all should have had the Muslim poppy nigga and all that. Y'all should have had niggas that watch battles. Like, have Prezi, have, I think y'all had Bill Collector up there, cool. Have motherfuckers that's gonna judge the battles. Like, y'all saying, oh, this nigga should have been here from New York. We didn't have our New York judges. Bro, stop the cap. Have people that's gonna do the job. Niggas wouldn't book me because, oh, he's We Go Hard bias. Niggas wouldn't book my other homie, There We Go Hard bias. Nigga, get niggas that's gonna watch the battle and call it how it is, bro. Muwop did great. Prezi did great. Very close battle. I edged it to Prezi. Did Muwop say some shit? Yes, he did. Was it a dope battle? Yes, it was. It was the main event of the tournament. Y'all niggas need better judges. Y'all niggas need to do shit right. We not mad at y'all. Y'all gave niggas a great battle. Niggas is just mad at how this shit ended off. If he lost, he lost. Niggas is not mad at how Prezi, if Prezi lost to Muwop. A lot of people got Prezi winning. Cool, it's a debatable battle. It's shit, when you see it, you say whatever you're gonna say. Have the judging right next time. That's it. Have people that really rap, people that really watch this shit, people that know who the artists are. That's it. I'm cool. I'm gonna relax. We go to the next shit.
I got asked to be a judge at a showcase event.
Yeah.
But then I also in the same breath got asked to pick a couple artists to be on the showcase.
Okay.
So I declined being a judge. I was like, nah, because I might be biased, you know, because you asking me to bring artists too, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I don't want to have a biased opinion, you know what I'm saying? I could host the show, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, oh, hell yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's even better, you know what I mean? I'm like, you know what I mean? And get somebody else to judge or whatever the case is, you know what I'm saying? But
that judging shit ain't no joke, bro. Like, for real,
especially
bro,
if it's especially if there's either A, money on the line, or B, like a some kind of contract or something. You got to have judges that's not biased, that's listening to the talent and ready bro. To like really, you know what I mean, talk about somebody in a negative or positive way. Cause
call it how it is, bro.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Like, I ain't gonna lie to niggas, bro. Like, I love We Go Hard and all that shit, but for niggas to tell me I can't judge some shit cause, oh, you look, you're We Go Hard. Like, you're, like, my nigga, I watch battles. If I felt the nigga won, I felt like the nigga won. I'm not saying I'm the best judge ever. It's bars that I skipped, nigga. I didn't watch every movie in the world. I didn't watch every anime. Like, certain shit niggas did not see, bro.
Nah, yeah, yeah. It don't mean that you can't.
Certain NBA games I didn't watch. So when you say this nigga, I'll be like, oh, that bum ass nigga, I don't value that. Like, it is what it is, bro.
That's a fact, bro.
That's just the shit, bro. Niggas be saying.
But I feel you, because that goes to what.
Niggas be wild.
I don't know if you watched the Joe Buttons episode. He said something about battle rapping. He was like these new generation of battle rappers is like waiting for certain shit, and they not really going out there and promoting themselves.
Do
extra shit for themselves, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of battle rappers like agreed with what he was saying, and some was like a little hot about it. But in the same breath, like,
them same ones that was probably hot don't do nothing.
Yeah. Cause you know, you got Queens Flip right there. And he big in that world, just like, you know, he
kinda.
Like before he was in it and all that shit.
No. I mean, Flip is definitely still one of them niggas because he's a fan of that shit and he go hard for
it. But I think he's a person that sitting right there and Joe saying that, he could have either said chill or nah, I agree with you. You know what I'm saying? He one of those people that could say something like that.
Yeah.
So while he's sitting there and Joe is saying that, it's like, yeah, I feel what you're saying. And then for other people to say that shit, I think that goes to what you're saying too, because sometimes, you know, having people that's on your side, you might not go as hard as you need to, and because you know you might win. You're like, fuck it, I'm going to win. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm going to just do what I need to do right now.
That's why I'm going to keep it 100. Like, that's why I was so proud of the battle with Muwop and Prezi.
Like, I said the shit about the judges. Like, y'all niggas was bugging out and shit. But them niggas honestly had a great battle. Like, they battled all out. Like, Moo-Wop was in his bag. Prezi was in his bag. Prezi didn't let that Philly crowd fuck with him. Moo-Wop showed out and didn't. Cause I ain't gonna front, like, when you watching that battle and Prezi saying crazy shit and niggas ain't not responding, and you got niggas walking to the bathroom to respond to bars, and like niggas like that trying to, no one can't react, he's fired, but he can't. Like, when niggas is fighting to react, cool, bro. Y'all niggas is trying to make sure this, oh, Philly, like, we gonna hold it down. I understand. Cool. I'm not even mad. Like, in a way, I kind of wish New York niggas did that shit sometimes with certain shit and stood by they, you feel me? But don't act president and kick that nigga ass. Like, for real. Like, I know y'all niggas love Moo-Wop. I think Moo-Wop one of the best niggas coming out of Philly. You feel me? Him and the El Placa nigga. I feel Shank Prezi, fucking Killer Tone. It's certain niggas in Philly I feel like it's mad fire. You feel me? But I'm not gonna shit on them niggas because of New York niggas. And a lot of niggas is like, oh, niggas feel Prezi got robbed. Yeah, bro, we feel like Prezi got robbed. So either y'all niggas get some real niggas to judge that battle, or y'all get better judges for the next round, or nigga, we see you in like a year, nigga, and we get Prezi versus Moo-Wop the rematch. Like, you feel what I'm saying? This is battle rap, bro.
That's a fact.
So if y'all niggas feel like he did so good, then bring that, come back. Battle nigga again.
Like, we always, when we always do these topics and when we end it, I just say shout out to all the battle rappers out there, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing y'all thing. I think they some of the talented people that's out here, because to do a battle,
that's too much.
That's heavy. But,
that's heavy for real.
Yeah, shout out to all of, yo, prayers to everybody in Kansas City. You saw that shit, they did the parade and there was a mass shooting at the parade for the Chiefs.
It's fucked up.
One dead and a couple people really got injured. Prayers to everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. Yeah. That's fucked up.
Celebrating the Super Bowl and then some shit like that happened. But I don't want to stay too long on that because, you know, we stay on positive energy right now, you know what I mean? You watched the All-Star Weekend?
Wow. Shout the Dame, got me a couple of coins.
Lily?
Shout the team, Jalen. Y'all niggas got me a little wet too, you feel me? I ain't balling, but I got no cheese. We didn't lose OD. And shout out to the East. Cause I picked East and West. You know, we gotta win.
There was picks and shit for All-Star Weekend? I ain't doing nothing.
Also, 3-point contest, then the rookie game, and then the All-Star game.
Oh, they was...
Yeah, no, they ain't do nothing on the dunk contest, though, which was corny. I wanted to bet on the dunk contest, for real,
that shit
was
trash anyways.
I heard it was kind
of
lit.
You remember back in the days of D. Brown?
Yeah,
Where he went, you remember exactly. All right. This nigga, Jaylen Brown, son. I'm going to show you.
Jaylen Brown did D. Brown?
He tried, bro. This nigga. He jumped. Cassinette was on the chair. He had the phone like this.
Right? Wait. He tried to do the D. Brown hopping over Cassinette?
Yeah, he jumped. He cleared him, right? And he did the half a windmill.
Okay. Right here. Yeah.
And he tried to cover his eyes, but he didn't, like, react fast enough.
So he did the windmill with a half of
right here. And when he came down.
He did the windmill with a dab.
Because when he came down, when he landed, he went. Like, he was covering his eyes.
Still
like,
looking.
Nah, bro.
Nah,
you didn't
nigga.
Do it. Like, how he saw.
Yo, this nigga. Nigga, Nigga is crazy.
He went crazy.
Well, he tried to do the D. Brown and then. Nah.
You know his,
I gotta
you know
watch
D.
That
Brown
now.
Daughter in the WNBA, right?
Hell, I know that.
She be on Gilbert Arena's podcast.
Word?
Yeah, she a shooter. She got a cut three. It's crazy. But,
oh, that's fire. I ain't know that.
The white dude won it again. Matt McClung. He won the dunk contest again. The dude that won it last year.
Okay. Yo, I was confusing that nigga with the Lauren nigga.
Lauren?
The one that got like the same last name, but they not related?
Oh, Marketing? Larry Marketing? Nah, his name is McClung.
Okay. And it's Marketing. They look alike, my bad. That shit. You
know what I mean, Caucasians be looking alike.
Shit, MCA.
He had somebody standing like this with the ball, and he jumped over him and he grabbed the ball, right? And when he went like to pump it like this, he let the ball go, and then he grabbed it and then dunked it backwards. That was fire. I can't lie. That was fire. Yeah, think about that. He grabbed it off him. He went like, no, look. He grabbed it off him, right? And went like, let it go like that. Grabbed it. And then, boom. Fire.
Grabbed it from you. Let it go.
Grabbed it again.
That might be soup. Yeah. That was tough. That's crazy. I ain't gonna hold you. Cause that was tough. It ain't going back.
Because we seen everything in dunk contest.
Because it shows the pose.
It literally shows the, bro.
Because, you know what's so crazy? Niggas do some fire dunks, but it don't be no, like, you can't really see it until maybe after with the, you feel me?
Yeah, you got
like,
to see the replay.
Every move.
You got to see the replay.
Because I seen niggas do dunks so fast, you be like, nigga, he didn't do nothing. That was just a dunk. Like, no, nigga, he took it, switched it, hand.
Like one of my favorite dunks ever in dunk contest history, bro, was the Gerald Green one when he blew out the cupcake, the candle on the cupcake.
Oh, yeah, that was fire. I remember that.
That's Hangtown, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That was fire.
You had to watch that 100 times on replay to get it. You need to like, you want to hit that? My fault, bro. I was just steaming on the little J, you know what I mean?
That's
my fault, bro. Because Spliff walking here, that nigga start breaking weed up. He throw two buds over here. My fault, bro.
Nah, it's cool. Nah. I'm going to pass it. I just wanted to take a pull of this before I spark the other one.
The skills challenge, they changed it up. I don't really like it right now.
Shout out the Warriors and shout out to the Liberties. You feel me?
They changed it up. Yeah, you saw that? Steph versus...
East, West?
Steph Curry versus Stephanie Ioska, the girl from the...
Yeah, Liberty. That's why I thought it was fire, because they both damn near got the same name, and, you know, West Coast team, East Coast team.
No. They did a three-point contest between them two, the first ever WNBA versus NBA three-point contest.
I didn't see it. It was the girl
from the Liberty.
No, I seen the shorty. I seen the thing, but Steph, I didn't know it was that.
They went... it was a 3-point contest. You know, Steph beat her, of course. But she had as many as Dame Lillard had, and Dame Lillard won the 3-point contest. So she had the same amount as him, you know what I'm saying? She fired, bro. But,
I ain't gonna lie, Dame was wilding on the game, too, though.
Oh, nah, he was wilding the All-Star game, bro. He was pulling up from half court shooting that shit.
They was wild.
Hitting that shit.
Nigga said he's the reason we won the 3-point contest. Nigga started wilding.
Yeah, you saw Luka and Jokic.
Nah.
They was running down the court like this, just passing the ball like volleyball shit.
It didn't hit
the floor one time. They was just passing the ball, coming up the court, and then they passed it to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He dunked it.
Okay.
But Dame Lillard won the 3-point contest. The Indianapolis team won the skills challenge, and Matt McGlone won the dunk contest. The celebrity game was alright. They should have gave my son Carson that some more minutes.
I got another battle rap thing.
The All Star game was fire too. Whatever.
I ain't going for it. Nah, we go all got a card. Our battle got a card this weekend. The G's might be in Detroit, you heard? So if y'all bitches love me, come highlight a player, you heard? Nah,
but we in the D with it, you heard?
You feel me?
Penn City out there.
Nigga shit, Pontiac. You feel me? If you really gotta know.
It's gonna be cold as shit.
That's why I'm looking like that nigga try to line me, but I'm like, yo, fuck it, man, we outside.
First time out there?
Yeah, I never been up this.
Yeah, I want to go out there one time for the one time.
That shit about to have me call the homies like, yo, I need like an ounce, nigga.
Need some.
I don't know if I could bring that on the plane. And I ain't really trying to take chances.
Not an ounce, but you could take like a half. You could take an O with you. It gotta be on your carry on in your carry
on. Shit, I put on the plane.
Yeah, the book bag that you take with you. So just take your book bag. But
You talk about the shit that I go in the plane with, or the shit under the plane? I thought it was the shit under the plane.
Nah, it gotta be boxes on your carry on.
Carry on?
Yeah. So you can have it.
Word?
Yeah, so it won't be that much.
I'm not gonna get booked.
Nah. Well, it depends if it's
legal. That's what I'm saying. I gotta check Detroit. Because
it depends on if it's legal where you landing. You know what I'm saying? Not where you flying from. Because if you can land there, that shit not legal. They gonna lock your ass up. So I took Bud to Vegas and to Puerto Rico.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, bother mad people on Twitter and figure what's going on. Cause I ain't going out like that, boy.
Niggas, don't I gotta know somebody in my socials gotta be.
Nah, I know niggas out there. It's that's just what I'm saying. Are they gonna be there during that weekend? You feel me?
I need some love.
Some niggas don't fuck with certain niggas. Some it's other events going on that weekend too.
But you could throw a bitch at me, you know what I'm saying? I need a bitch.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I can't go over there with the weed then get booked on the weekend. I'm supposed to be working over there. Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, man. Might get locked up. Yo, clip my bad, my nigga. I'm just saying.
Niggas better have that weed, man.
Yo. Nah, fuck it. Let's go into the conspiracy shit. This is a for sure. Damn, this going on the other joint. Alright, fuck it. It might be a clip someday eventually, you feel me? But look, peep game, right? How many of y'all niggas love power? You are all y'all niggas. Alright, so look, right? I was getting high watching power shit, cause power's over. You feel me? Raising Kane and finish. You feel me? Great episode. So the shit that you said, remember the shit you said with Kanan and Unique set that whole shit up. So you might be right, but he might not be going by Unique no more. He might actually be the Breeze character that these niggas been talking about the whole time in power that never had a face.
I ain't gonna lie, that would be tough.
So, you know, if that's one of those, that's fine. Because
then we'll understand why it meant so much to Kanan. Because, you know, they wasn't fucking with each other in the first season. The second season, he saved his moms. Then the third season, it wasn't no problems, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, for him to reach out or whatever the case is, and then they gonna continue to work together. So it's like,
remember,
he working with Ronnie Depp.
So. Remember, this nigga had died. Ronnie told Kanan what his mom supposedly did, but what he really did. You feel me? And remember, he kind of looked at his mom's a different way because of the niggas saying, "Oh, you killed Unique and took his work from Italian niggas."
Yeah.
Feel me? He kind of felt the way when he said that, and he started talking hot to his moms. You feel me? RP pun, man. That's my uncle right there in the air, you heard?
Nigga said, throw that pun on, son.
But
don't copyright us, yo.
Nah, I think we good.
Yeah.
Nigga better move.
That's my dad.
Come on, bite.
It's OG right there, man.
Yo, so I was watching the shits, flipping through shits, right? Hear these two shits, right, bro? Niggas is saying that Lou might be Ghost's pops. And then the other shit, what was the other shit I was about to just say? What the fuck? Lou is Ghost pops. Unique is Breeze now. And Famous is still alive because he was in season one.
So that makes Kanan Ghost's uncle?
Cousin. Which is kind of possible, but I'm not jacking that, but possible.
If we see it, we see it. I don't
know. We see cousins fight all the time.
That's a little That's a theory.
That's a reach.
That's a reach.
That's a reach. But for the niggas, for the niggas that's watching, it kind of works out because niggas, Lou was getting drunk all the time. Niggas said Kane and Pops was an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. They said Kane and Pops had the club. The nigga had the spot with the white lady and then got another spot after that.
You talking about Ghost Pops?
Yeah, Ghost Lou. Pops. Yeah, Ghost Pops, supposedly. Yeah, yeah.
But Ghost so Pops is dead. I'm just saying.
We don't know what's going to happen to Lou. Lou could be the dead Pops. Man, Luba's out here fucking the white bitches in the club, man. Niggas gotta stop playing like Lou wasn't out here getting some bends. The only thing that fucks it up, because if that's true, then the bitch got pregnant and never brought him around. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's tricky shit. So, but then this, what happened if... let's say this, right? What happened if Lou, if Kanan and Ghost got cool, right?
Yeah.
Let's say Kanan and Ghost got cool, and let's say Lou was the step pops.
Okay.
I could fake Jack that. Mm-hmm. Like, you feel me? Kanan, these niggas chilling. Ghost moms is walking around somewhere. Lou Baggett, dirty top bitch. I got a spot liquor. What up, baby? Feel me? You want the hard drug? My brother got that. You feel me? What's up? You feel me? Like, I could kind of see it, but...
But how if...
No, if Lou just fucked his moms and...
Like...
Step pops, yeah. Like being the actual before, birth father, that's kind of crazy.
Because how they meet. They supposedly meet in high school or some shit, right?
I don't know.
We're going to have to see what happens.
It's right. It's the shit crazy. And then there's like so many conspiracy theory niggas out there. The niggas saying that Tommy's already in Raising Kanan. That one white nigga that's in the crew.
Yeah.
They trying to say that's Tommy.
Mm.
I don't know, man.
That's crazy.
And then now, like with the shit that they showed where it was... Tommy and Ghost supposedly, it seemed like they trying to make that a spinoff and not add it to Raising Kanan, but it should be going to Raising Kanan.
Dumb as Young? That'll be a reach.
What, to have Dumb just as a spinoff?
Yeah,
that's a reach, yeah.
You might as well just have it.
You gotta throw them on Raising Kanan, but y'all gotta make it make sense. Because I ain't gonna front.
I think the next season 4 is gonna tell a lot about what we saw in the original Power. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's a fact. BMF coming back. That's the next show that's coming back.
I show you the clip with Kanan, with Kanan and Famous in the jail shit, right? You jacking that shit, right? Called them K. Nigga talk about his moms. Oh, why?
I ain't watch it. I read.
Nah, let's watch that after this episode. I'm telling you, that shit is crazy.
So we can talk about it. We down to like 5 minutes on this, June, so.
Appreciate us. You heard. We here. We trying to do a lot for y'all. More episodes on the way.
Yeah, we just chopping it up right now. This might. I don't know where this going. Yo. We not going to talk about where this going, but it's going to pop up. Shout out to Chun Chun, you know what I'm saying, man? Should be back for the next episode, man. That's a fact. I'm having the private screening this weekend for the Dolly Tyson documentary, and it'll be up the same day on YouTube and Rumble. You know what I'm saying? Well, probably Rumble first. And
I'm tired. I ain't gonna be there. Just know it's lit movie, literally documentary. Now, the documentary's fire. Shout out to the G's letting me see it before the situation. You probably just you added the no extra shit we was talking about. You want to add, or you just left it how it is?
What?
With the doc.
With the doc?
Yeah, remember you want to add some extra shit.
No. I left it how it is, cause I showed it to them and she liked it. You know what I'm saying? So it's good how it is.
Nah, that's fire.
Jacking the Donald Trump ones?
I think
he pulled up the sneaker con with the friends and family.
I don't feel like it's a friends and family when you got the full bonnet on it. Them shits, I ain't gonna lie, right? Just be gold, being serious. Baby. Them shits remind me of some shits you might find at Marshalls, some Tommy Hilfiger shoes. He sold out. One, $500. Two, it was trunk. Three, it was really real. It wasn't just a fake shoe. He had niggas with the feet holding it.
Damn, we got
the. I gotta see what the twos or the threes look like. He could keep it if he become president. Them shits is dropping in the stores.
First president with a sneaker line is crazy, bro.
That's why niggas mad at Trump, man? With the president, man. He got the gold with the flag on it, and he got the.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Don't hate. Why hate?
Hate the game. That's
if niggas copped it, he did the right thing. You heard? And them shits ain't no $80 sneakers, nigga. Them shits is a bucky. I mean, 400.
They 400 right now. Retail, they gonna go for like 150.
I think they 5.
It was 399. 400.
399? 400. Yeah,
all right. Retail, they go for like 150.
I thought it was 499. It was 399. Nah, bro. Them shits hit the resale, nigga. That shit might hit
You know, his base is, you know what I mean? Rich white people.
No, I ain't gonna lie, his base is kind of crazy right now.
The resellers will go get him and sell him shit off real quick. 600, 700.
Because it's gonna be a dickhead celebrity that's gonna want him.
And there's some out there that's with the signature on him. This is crazy. But, Spiller said, there's some of them with the signature out there.
Oh, I need that one.
Right on the toe.
On the toe?
Yeah, right here.
DT? Donald Trudeau?
Yeah,
I'm with that. Crazy. I'm with that.
This nigga slip.
Nah, boy. Shout out to signing him. That's bread. There's those a couple is bread.
There. Shout out to everybody out there, man. Shout out to Spliff for pulling up. You know what I'm saying? That's my guy right there, man. Like, comment, subscribe if you made it this far.
I'm trying to get employee in the butt again. You heard?
Y'all already know what we about to do. We about to get up out of here, man. Pow, pow, pow.
That shit on the tube, you heard? Highest niggas in the universe. And your mom thinks I'm handsome, you heard? Shit like that.